Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hand and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. Amen. We praise God and give him all the honor and glory and praise, for indeed he is worthy of all of our praises. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we welcome you to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast, a time where we all come together to study God's all-powerful and all-sustaining word. We thank God for everyone that has tuned in tonight. We thank God as well for his presence. We always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. And so I'm going to ask that you join with me and just give God praise along with Hezekiah Walker as he sings not some praise, praise God, but every praise belongs to our God.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? Your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every word of worship,
with one accord, every praise,
every praise,
to our God. praise.
Every praise.
Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your holy word. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the season of joy in our life. Father, we thank you, Lord, for a season of praise. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for a season of restoration in our life. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for a season of God, divine grace. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing upon us, Lord, and covenant believers as we are, Father, Lord. We praise your holy name, Father, Lord, for your divine kingdom, Lord. Let thine will be done, Father. Thank you for your holy anointing, Father, upon us, Father, Lord. Let thine will be done throughout this day, Lord, throughout this night, Father. And the word go forth, Lord, let it go forth with transformation power, Lord, to each and every mind and heart, to restore them, to strengthen them, Lord, to develop them. Them by their faith, Father, and we pray, Heavenly Father, let it be a season of strength, Father, let it be a season of restoration in their life, Father, let it be a season of strengthening them in areas they need, they are weak to be strong, Father. We praise your holy name, Father, let it be a season of God, divine favor upon our life, Father, and we praise you, Lord, we thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your blessing to bless each and every one on tonight, Father, Lord, and tune our ear to listen to the word of God, Father, to pray, Lord, that the word of truth shall go forth, Lord, and make a change, make a difference from head to toe, Lord Jesus, Father. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your will be done, Father, your dominion, your measure, your might, and your power, Father. In Jesus' name we pray that miracles, signs, and wonders shall be performed on this day, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, it's time for the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we have a woman of God in the house tonight that is no stranger to New Season Ministry.
Yes,
praise God. She is walking this journey right along with us. Amen. And that is none other than our associate pastor, praise God,
yes.
Gretchen Manley,
amen,
from Lake Charles, Louisiana. We just give God the praise
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And all that God has deposited on the inside of her, the anointing that God has on her life, the call that God has upon her life. Oh, this woman of God, we thank God for her.
Yes.
She and I will share just a bit with you. We go way back, praise God. The Lord brought us together just like he did Jonathan and David over 50 years ago now, praise God.
Amen.
So
praise God.
I just thank God for her. When we were 16 years old, when you saw one, you saw the other. She was my high school best, and the Lord still, even to this day, we have a relationship that I thank God for, like two sisters, and I just give God all the praise for her. I thank God for the call, as I said, that's upon her life, on her life. So tonight, she is coming, and she's going to share a word with you. I just want all of you to take the time to be in prayer. We ask for her. We ask that God just speaks through her vocal cords, that she speaks forth his word with anointing, with power, without reservation, without hesitation, knowing that his word will go forth and accomplish everything that has been sent and purposed to accomplish.
Amen.
At this time, I will turn the microphone over to my sister, my fellow minister in the word of God and in God's kingdom, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hold on for me. Oops. Praise the Lord. Amen. I think I hit the wrong button, y'all. Just one second. Okay, give me about 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Associate Pastor Manley, my apologies. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. I'm sorry about that. I don't know why we lost touch for a few seconds, but that's okay. I'm back now.
Yes, thank God. That was on my end, and my apologies to you. The mic is open. Go right ahead, please.
Amen, amen. I'd like to give honor to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Greetings to my pastors, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst and Pastor Lisa Whitehurst, my friends, my sister and brothers in Christ, my pastors. Tonight I'd like to come to you from the book of John, John chapter 8 and 31 through 38. That's John chapter 8, 31 through 38. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Hallelujah. And it does read, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.' They answered him, 'We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?' Jesus answered them, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and I do what you have seen with your father, and you do what you have seen with your father.'" May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word of God. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This title of my word will be to tell the truth and shame the devil.
Amen. Amen.
Tell the truth and shame the devil. In this old world, you know, we are bombarded with questions to what is the truth? Who is telling the truth? The world says do what makes you happy. What about what makes God happy? The world says you can live with you can lie with a straight face and call it an alternative truth. The world says you can twist and decree something that is not true and call it the truth. The world says that you can twist and deceive our children till they don't know if they are a boy or a girl or a bird or a cat. Have mercy, Lord. The world says you can take someone's wife or someone's husband and declare it and decree and mandate by God that it was so for you. We're talking about the truth this evening, ladies and gentlemen, the word of truth. The world says you to love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But Jesus says, "I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father in heaven." The world says you can hate and kill those who look or believe or sound a little different than you do. You know it's true. All over the world, people are getting rid of people or doing things to others because simply they don't look like them. They don't talk like me. They don't share into the same things that I believe. The world says that you can fornicate, and for those of you who may not know what that means, it means sex without marriage. The world says that you can commit adultery. That means that you can have sex with someone outside of your marriage. The world says that you can abuse children and abuse adults and call it love. Have mercy, Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, "What? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost?" Have mercy, y'all. "Which is ye have of God, and you are not your own." Turn to your neighbor and tell him or her, "She's just a messenger. Don't get mad." Take a deep breath, because ain't nobody going to be shamed but the devil. Hallelujah. Somebody Amen. Say, tell the truth and shame the devil. Many may think they are living in truth because we reside in the great United States of America. Many may think the truth is written on the Constitution of the United States or on the Bill of Rights. Yes, all of those are important documents of our country, and I give respect and honor to all who have fought and died defending them. My husband and I included are veterans of the United States Navy, and we stand and we defend with honor the flag of our country. But we realize that those things are not what gives us our truth. Amen, somebody? For the Christian soldier, the first vital piece of our armor is truth. Hallelujah. Stand therefore having fastened on with the belt of truth. Where are my people at who got belts of truth around you tonight? Hallelujah. It provides and supports a protection for action. I don't know about you, but I need some protection for action. You can't rely on the world for the truth. Satan is the ruler of the world, and he is a liar. A lot of people say, well, why are so much things happening? Why is God allowing this to happen to me? Because Satan is the ruler of this world, and he is a liar of this world. And everything that he bursts and everything that he does is not of God. Hallelujah. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Hallelujah. That's 1 John 5:19. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. I need to say that one more time. Hallelujah. There is no truth in the devil. There is no truth in Satan. So if you're going to listen to him, you're going to hear what? You're going to hear some lies. Hallelujah. The Bible says he is the father of truth. Can you imagine just being the beginning of truth? That's all. You just lied all the way through and through. And the Bible says when he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. That means that he's getting from his own truth, which are lies. He has no truth. He doesn't even contain truth. He has nowhere to go to truth because he is nothing but a liar and the father of lies. Somebody say amen if you can. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody tell the truth and shame what? The devil. Hallelujah. Because that's what happens when you speak the truth of God. You put the devil on notice that God is the truth. Hallelujah. You can't stand back and let anybody say anything and do anything and record anything and call it the truth when it is given by the devil. We as human beings are too frail to have enough truth that would embrace all human beings and bring not only life to mankind, but eternal life. Hallelujah. The truth is, sisters and brothers, God is the only one who possesses and can give freely pure truth to the whole world. Hallelujah. I said, who? God is the only one who possesses and gives freely pure truth to the whole world to embrace him. Thank you, Jesus. Only God has truth for life on earth and for life in eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, tell me, who? Thank you, Jesus. If you got room, you need to your feet. If you got room, you need to clap your hands. If you got room, you need to shout, thank you, Jesus, for the truth. Hallelujah. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I hear someone tonight saying, give me the truth. I know that's right. Give me the truth. Don't give me the lies. Give me the truth.
Amen.
The truth is, you first must believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. No, she didn't. Yes, the first part of being truthful, the way to truth and the light of everything, you must first believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. John 1:14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. You must believe that Jesus Christ came on this earth. Come on, somebody. You got to believe that he is who he says he is. And the Bible says, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. You must believe that he is the Son of the living God. You must believe that he is the only Son of the living God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. There are so many people that don't want to believe in Jesus Christ. They want God, but they don't want his Son. Help me, Holy Ghost. Tell the truth and shame the devil. People want God, want the power of God, want the healing of God, want the anointing of God, but they do not want to embrace Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Someone is asking tonight, what am I going to do with this truth? Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. What are you going to do with the truth? The truth is going to support the believer in the battles and trials on this earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can't do nothing on this earth without God. Hallelujah. thank you, Jesus. I always tell my children, honey child, you can't do nothing without God. What you gonna do without God Almighty? Because this world is swayed by the evil one. This world is swayed by the devil with a whole lot of truth in his resources. But you must Jesus Christ in your life. People say, well, I don't know how I'm going to make it down here. You can't make it down here. Can I tell you tonight, you can't make it on planet Earth without Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You will have despair. You will have hopelessness. You will have diseases and things that you can't get off of your life. You will feel like you don't have anywhere to go, because without Jesus Christ, you don't have the truth. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm telling you, somebody tonight need to put hands on yourself. Somebody need to lay hands on yourself. You don't have to wait till the get to the church for the pastor to lay hands on you. You need to lay hands on yourself. You say, well, what am I going to tell myself tonight, Gretchen? You need to tell yourself, I need Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. I need Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. That right there ought to knock you to the floor. I need Jesus. Hallelujah. I need some help up in this camp. I need some help up in here, up in here. I need to talk to somebody that needs help. Oh, somebody needs some help up in this camp. Somebody needs some help up in here, up in here. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I need Jesus.
Yeah.
I need the truth. Hallelujah. I need to set the devil on fire. I need to set the devil to running out of my life. Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. Because of the truth of Jesus Christ, God breathed life into man's soul. Because of the truth, Pharaoh's army was drowned in the Red Sea. Because of the truth, the walls of Jericho came down with a loud shout. Because of the truth, the sun and the moon stood still for a whole day. You can read about that in Joshua 10 and 12. God can do anything. The truth can do anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Because of the truth, Naaman was cured of leprosy. Because of the truth, a dead man was raised by touching Elisha's bones. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because of the truth, three Jews went into a fiery furnace. But the Bible says four were seen walking around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The truth shows up. Hallelujah. The truth makes a lie come truthful. Hallelujah. The truth takes over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The truth makes a way out of no way. Now, that's the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Let's not forget Jesus Christ, the truth, in the New Testament. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because of the truth, he changed the water into wine. Because of the truth, he healed the sick and raised the dead. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody said the lie can't raise nothing. Hallelujah. The lie can't raise nothing. Only the truth can raise that which is dead unto the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Because of the truth, he fed 5,000 hungry people and walked on water. Because of the truth, he was crucified for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Then the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, hallelujah, by his stripes, hallelujah, by his stripes, hallelujah, we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody shall tell the truth and shame the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. John 14:6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I need to say that one more time. Somebody didn't hear that. Jesus said, hey, not my mama didn't say it, or the teacher didn't say it, pastor didn't say this. The Bible says Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Nobody's going to come through Buddha to see Jesus. Nobody's coming through Allah to see Jesus. Nobody's coming through Judaism to see Jesus. Nobody's coming to Hare Krishna to see Jesus. Nobody's coming through any alternative relationship or religion. Hallelujah. You're not even going to see Jesus on your own good work. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Only through Jesus Christ, believing in him, will we see the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody shout, tell the truth. Hallelujah. And shame the devil. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Hey, the truth. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Hey, the truth. I came tonight to tell you, you can handle the truth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, you can handle the truth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, God. Hey, God. They took the Savior. Hallelujah. They took the Savior. They beat him. Hallelujah. And they scorned him. And they spit upon him. Hallelujah. And they rebuked him, Father God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says they hung him on a cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. They stretched him wide. Hallelujah. They nailed his hands and his feet to the cross. Hallelujah. I need somebody to say the truth. The truth. The truth tonight. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he hung there for you. And he hung there for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says that God couldn't look at him. Hallelujah. Because he had the sins of the world upon him. Hallelujah. And they pierced him in his side. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And the blood came streaming down for you and for me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And the Bible says he hung his head and he died. He didn't faint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He wasn't unconscious. He wasn't just sick. Hallelujah. The Bible says he died. Thank you, Jesus. He died. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says he went down into the bowels of hell and preached the revival. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said he went down there and told the what? Told the truth and shamed the devil. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that they put him in a grave. Hallelujah. And he laid there. Hallelujah. And just when the devil thought he had a party going on, just when the devil thought we going to bake a cake because we got Jesus in the grave. Hallelujah. The Bible says on the third day, hallelujah, when they thought his body would be all decrepited and decomposing, the Bible says on the third day, somebody say, tell the truth. Shame the devil. On the third day, he rose with all power. Thank you, Jesus. He rose with all power in his hands. Hallelujah. Power to save. Power to revive. Power to live. Power for eternity. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, power. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Hallelujah. I came to tell you tonight. You know the truth tonight. Go forth, tell the truth, and shame the devil. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Oh, yes. My God, what a powerful word, what a powerful word, hallelujah. Oh, yes, we need to be reminded. Oh, yes, we do. In this time, in this season, in the society that we live in, when there is so much deception that is out in our world, when there are those that will try to tell you that there is no pure truth, that there is only gray area. Oh, that the truth depends upon what man has to say. But no, it doesn't. Hallelujah. As Associate Pastor Manley so laid it out for us tonight in a buffet.
way of God's word. Oh, yes, she did. There is but one truth. Our Jesus Christ himself, as she reminds us, said that he is the way. He is the truth, and he is the light. No one comes unto the Father but by him. He's the truth. Hallelujah. And everything about the enemy is nothing but lies and deception. But no, why don't you get to know the truth tonight? Yes, what an opportunity. We're going to provide for you later on to get to, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and don't know this truth, praise God, you'll have the opportunity to make his acquaintance. You need to know the truth tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise
this
God.
This truth will change your life and transform your life like never before. Amen. This truth of God's word, Jesus Christ, will change your life like never before.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
This truth of God's divine word.
Yes, yes.
There's nothing
yes.
like it
yes.
on earth. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing like on earth, but thank God for the woman of God. Thank God for keeping the truth, the word of God, the truth, and shame the devil. Amen.
Yes.
The devil just for alive. He's mm-hmm. the Father alive. There's no truth mm-hmm. in him. None.
Mm-hmm.
Midget. No truth in him at all. But we thank God that God's word is always true. And God's word is always for a power. God's word is always
Amen.
For a strength. Lord, what you need to do, God's word gather. Amen.
Yes.
God said he watched all the word performing. He only
yes.
earth. He does not come back void.
Yeah.
So God will always produce something strong, something matter, something powerful, because it's divine. Amen.
Yeah.
And God's word, and he was true. Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Everlasting life. Everlasting yeah. truth of God's word. Do you have truth on tonight? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior on tonight? Amen. The one with God we're talking about. Amen.
Yeah.
The truth. Don't get the side swipe or other things, all the false and fake stuff out here. Don't get sidetracked for the true fakers of our faith. Don't get sidetracked by that. Amen. Get blindsided by the lies and deceit and the corruption and so forth. Let
yeah.
God give you his divine truth and his
yeah.
divine order and put you in his divine alignment to stay on the road of truth. Amen.
Amen.
For your life, for who you are, who you need to be.
Amen.
God's life in Jesus Christ will change you like never before.
Yes.
He will change you.
Yes.
Change your heart, your mind. He will
yes.
renew your mind. He
yes.
renew your heart, praise God. The word of truth, amen, is what we live each and every day. We walk by faith. We walk by truth as well. The Holy Spirit leading and guiding and directing into truth of God's word.
Amen.
It's part of who he is.
Amen.
You can't separate the two. The word, his spirit is the truth of God's word.
That's
they
right.
go together.
That's right. That's right.
So we thank God for the woman of God tonight, amen.
Yes.
Let the truth
yes.
speak in your heart, speak in your mind, and give you strength for restoration, for the journey, for joy in your life. Let the truth of God's word change and transform you like never before.
Amen.
And you will not be the same.
Amen.
But Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Praise
oh,
God.
Oh, man, what a word. What a powerful word.
So see it, Pastor Manley, we thank God for you tonight. Praise God. And thank God for that powerful word. Oh,
praise
yes.
God,
yes,
God.
You can handle the
in
truth.
Jesus name, you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, get to know the truth.
Yeah.
And this world, when there is so much that is unstable, there is stability. There is only stability.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but
the word of
word
God,
of God the truth,
shall never
pass away. That's
the
something
truth.
You can keep it all the time. That God is going to keep truth in his word no matter
Amen.
What happens.
Amen. You can
have
hold on.
Have you been a strong survivor? Amen. Have you protected your accident and situation in life? Yes, we will.
Oh,
testimony
yeah.
on that. Amen. The word of the truth, the word of God, to keep you strong than ever before.
Amen. Praise God.
And they're going to fail, but God's word should never fail.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines tonight.
That's
praise
right. God.
Amen. Oh, yes, what a powerful word. We know that there are those that would like to chime in and share, hallelujah, give some words of encouragement, give praise God to the woman of God. Let's talk about this. The truth of God's word, Jesus Christ, is the truth. Hallelujah. Caller number 2165.
My God.
Right ahead, please.
Good evening, and we praise God from whom all blessings flow. This is Sister Roz.
Greetings to the associate pastor, Natalie, and also Pastor Constance and Jeff. Thank you for the blessing of being able to get on this call because you shared the information with me. And always,
yes,
to God be the glory. Associate pastor, know that this is from God because only he knows the conversations that I've been having with him. I know the truth. However, there's so much out here from some biblical scholars, from those who have gone to school, from those who are under the anointing or say that they are. And it's been a challenge for me. And my question to God was, God, what is the truth? There's some truth in this, there's some truth in that, there's some truth in the other, but the one scripture, and it's not a new scripture to anybody who's been in a relationship with God, was in John. Jesus said, not the disciples, no apostles, Jesus said,
yep, Mom.
I am the way, and I am the truth.
Yeah.
And unless I accept that, or others who have questions, unless that is accepted deep down in our soul, in our heart, we can't see Father. We can't see Holy Spirit. We can't see the truth. I thank God for me going on and getting on this call tonight, listening to the Holy Spirit. And getting on this call tonight and hearing Jesus is the truth, period. I know who Jesus is, so walk in that.
Yes.
I have to walk in that, regardless of what anybody else says or teaches.
Mm-hmm.
I have to stand on what I know, what I believe, what I have believed for years. That hasn't changed. God doesn't change.
Amen.
We change.
That's right.
People change. That's... Teachings change.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth remains the same. So praise God for you telling the truth and shaming the devil. To God be the glory.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Roslyn. We thank God for you and
thank you.
God for you tuning in and sharing those powerful comments as well. To God be the glory. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ, he indeed is the truth. Hallelujah, the only truth. Yes, Lord. Caller number 0400. 0400. Hey, good evening there, Mother Pat. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. And thank you, Gretchen. That was a good word, and I like the way you put it, is tell the truth and shame the devil. And that's what we are here, to shame the devil when he try to confuse people's mind. The truth that we know that can help somebody else, and that scripture that said, it's the truth that you know, the truth that you know, can set you free. And when you know the truth, and the truth is based on the word of God, no matter what everybody say or what they don't say or what not, you can stand on that word. Because he said that heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will never pass away. He encouraged us to meditate day and night upon his word so that we'll make our way successful. And I wanted to share this little part. If anybody got any doubt, if the doctor give you a report, you got this, you got that, you don't deny what the doctor is saying, but you deny for it to stay within your body. Because when he said in Isaiah 53, verse 5, you were healed. And that was before Jesus came. That was in Isaiah. You were healed by his stripes. So whatever we face, whatever we see, just believe that you're healed. because that's the truth of the word of God. And the truth will carry you further than a lie, because eventually you're going to have to tell another lie to cover that lie. So why not go on and settle and tell the truth what the word of God says? And I used to like to tell people when somehow have these little conversations with folks that want to argue, I tell them, I say, well, I tell you what, this is what the word of God says. Now, you take it up with my daddy. I'll talk to you later. That's all I got to say. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat. Yes. God bless you. Thank you for those, again, encouraging words and words of edification tonight. Praise God. Ah, caller number 4633. Caller 4633. Go right ahead, please.
I just want to say thank you so much to Pastor Gresham for this beautiful and encouraging word of God. This word telling the truth. This is the missing key in the world now. It's a missing word. It's a missing action. It's a missing verb. It's a missing everything. The A part of speech. Telling the truth is a problem. That's why we're all confused now. Because we refuse to tell the truth.
Yes.
And
yes,
I'm so grateful that she put it out tonight that we all that are here tonight, we should be able to carry the message out to share to the world.
Amen.
Yes.
Because this is all God wants us to do. Because the Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments.
That's right.
What I mean, if you love me, tell the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yep. Praise
the whole Bible is just based on the telling the truth.
Amen.
Yes.
Because that's what the Holy Bible is about.
That's it.
From
Genesis
to Revelation, everything is a truth.
True. That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So I just want to tell her thank you so much tonight. And I was just so ready to hear her voice tonight. Woman of God, may God bless you and your family.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Despina. God bless you tonight as well. Yes, yes, the word of God is truth from Genesis to Revelation, every jot and every tittle of it, nothing but truth, hallelujah. And the word of God says that in John 8 and 13 that as you study his word, as you know his word, as you get to delve into his word, as you we know Jesus Christ and we go through him to our heavenly Father and we abide in that truth, that ye shall know the truth. You don't have to doubt. Ye shall know the truth, John 8:32, and the truth shall make you free. No bondage. Hallelujah. See, the enemy wants you bound. He wants you confused. But there is liberty in the word of God, and you shall know the truth. Hallelujah. And the truth shall make you free. We thank God for this word tonight. We thank God for the woman of God, Associate Pastor Manley, that brought forth such a powerful and anointed word, like fire, as the word of God says, shut up in your bones. Oh, yes, we thank God for you. Well, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, this is an opportunity to get to know the truth. Hallelujah. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Get to know Jesus. Romans 10, 9, and 10 tells us that if you just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. Remember, as Associate Pastor Manley said, it's but one way to the Heavenly Father, but one way that will restore, rest back, relationship to our Heavenly Father. There's only one
who can forgive you of your sins, and his name is Jesus Christ. So get to know him. Praise God. It just is as simple as just praying. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I ask that you come into my life and take charge of my life, Lord Jesus. I know that you are the Son of the living God. I believe that you came to this earth, lived, and died for my sins and the sins of this world. Now come into my life. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And my brother, my sister, if you prayed that prayer a minute from the bottom in the depths of your heart, we welcome you into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing on your behalf. We thank God and give God all the praise for you. Well, we have a few more minutes only left into the broadcast tonight. Again, we thank God for the woman of God and Associate Pastor Manley. I'm going to ask you if you will close this session out in prayer, praise God. Again, we thank God for you and thank God for everyone that has tuned in tonight. Associate Pastor Manley.
Amen, amen. God bless amen. You. Thank everyone for your kind words this evening. God bless the pastor of this church and all those who sit in attendance to the word of God. Let us bow our heads in reverence to the Almighty. Father Almighty God, we thank you this evening, Father, for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord God, for letting the word go forth and touching all those who heard, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that word would be in the hearts of those who are listening, Father God, and we will take that message to a sin-sick world that Jesus Christ is the truth, the only way to an everlasting life. Father God, we ask that you help those, Father God, who are having some infirmities in their bodies tonight, Father God. We ask your healing powers upon them, Father God, as we know only you have healing in your body, Father God. Lord God, now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Go forth and have a powerful week and an awesome anointed week in the Lord. We love you. Tune in this time next week for the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. By the grace of God, God bless. We love you and have a wonderful night. And to God be all the glory. We love you.
Amen.
God bless.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Victory. There will be victory. I'm turning.
That God will turn it around.
God will turn it around. an awesome God he reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from
the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.